Sechet Kelam Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Keren Agula Tmeya Upshuta Tahira. A Keren Agula is a musical instrument made out of a keren, made from the horn of an animal. And it's pieces of horn that are attached one to the other. If it's Agula, if it's curved, then it's Mekabel Tumah. And the kli that's made out of a keren has the same din as a kli etzem, a kli that is made out of the bone of an animal. And the din of a kli etzem that it has to have a base kibble in order to be Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, if it's Agula, if it's curved, and it has a base kibble, it holds things in it, it's Mekabel Tumah. But if it's Pshuta, if it's flat, if it's not curved, and therefore does not hold anything in it, it is not Mekabel Tumah, it is tar. As a kli etzem, or a kli that's made out of a keren, has to have a receptacle in order to be Mekabel Tumah. In Haisa Mitsupi Shalosh Matches Tmeya. But if the mouthpiece of the keren is made out of metal, in such a case it's Mekabel Tumah. And that's an important part of the keren, and since the Mitsupit is made out of metal, it has it in a kli matches, and a kli matches is Mekabel Tumah, even though it does not have a base kibble. Hakab Shalah Rabbi Tarp Mitame Vechachome Mitar. The Kab Shalah is a part of the keren that's opposite the part that you put in the mouth. It's the wider part of the keren. And if that part is made out of metal, Rabbi Tarpon holds, then it's Mekabel Tumah, and the Chachamim are Mitar. The Chachamim say it's not Mekabel Tumah. Mefarshim explained this, Machloket is, according to Rabbi Tarpon, the Kab has an identifying name. When you say Kab, you know you're referring to this part of the keren. And a Kli Matzah that has an identifying name is Mekabel Tumah, even if it does not have a base kibble. And the Chachamim hold that a Kab is not an identifying name, a Kab refers to other things also. So therefore, since it does not have an identifying name, even though it's made out of metal, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Uvashach Hiburan HaKol Tumah. When the entire thing is attached together, the Mitzupah, the mouthpiece, the attached to the Keren and to the Kav, then the entire thing is Mekabel Tumah. No matter which part of the Keren would come into contact with something that's Tumah, it would be Mekabel Tumah. And since the Mitzupah, the mouthpiece, is Mekabel Tumah according to everybody, so the Keren and the Kav, when it's attached to the Mitzupah, would also be Mekabel Tumah. Kiyosibo, similarly, Kane Menorah Tahirin. The stems of the menorah candelabra is tar. It is not Mekabel Tumah. When you detach the stems from the menorah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Since it does not have an identifying name, kanim is not an identifying name. Kanim refers to other things also. Haprak v'habas is tamei. But the candle holder and the base of the menorah are Mekabel Tumah, even when it's detached from the menorah, since it has a base kibble, it has a receptacle, and a klimakas, it has a base kibble, even without an identifying name, is Mekabel Tumah. When it's all attached together, the kanim are attached to the prach and to the buses, then the entire thing is Mekabel Tumah. Even the kanim are Mekabel Tumah, since it's attached to the prach and the buses, which are Mekabel Tumah. A copper helmet worn by a soldier is Mekabel Tumah. But the metal plate that's attached to the helmet that covers the cheeks of the soldier is tar, is not Mekabel Tumah. And since these metal plates do not have a receptacle and do not have an identifying name, it's not Mekabel Tumah. In the Yechbehem base, Kibbo Mayim Tumah. But if it's part of these L'chaim, there's a receptacle in which water can be held in that receptacle, and the soldiers would drink from that receptacle water, it's Mekabel Tumah, since it has a receptacle. Kol Klei HaMechama Tumah. All Kalim used the Mechama are Mekabel Tumah. Hakido, a small spear. Haniko, this is the iron head of the spear. The Hamak Fayan, these are metal plates that protect the soldier's legs. The Hashirion Tmeya, and the armor that protects the upper body, all these things are Mekabel Tumah. Kol Tachshitei Nashim Tmeya, all jewelry worn by women are Mekabel Tumah. Even though we said earlier that Tachshitei Behema are not Mekabel Tumah, but Tachshitei Nashim are Mekabel Tumah. Ear shows up, a headdress made out of gold, with Yushalayim carved into it, is Mekabel Tumah. Katlios, golden chokers, are also Mekabel Tumah. Nizame mutabos, earrings and regular rings. Utabas ben sheish lachoisem, uben sheim lachoisem. A ring is Mekabel Tumah whether it has a seal or whether it does not have a seal. Even though by Hilchos Shabbos there's a difference between a tabas sheish lachoisem and a tabas sheim lachoisem. That a tabas that has a seal is not considered a tashir for a woman. But Legabe Hilchos Tumah and Tara, there is no difference between a tabas that has a seal or doesn't have a seal. And even though a tabashi isha lachoisa might not be considered a tasha for an isha, but it's a kli, and a kli is Mekabel Tumah. Nizmei ha'af, nose rings are also Mekabel Tumah. Katma shechuyo shalosh shalmatchit, v'chut shal pishton, o shal tsemer. A necklace that the beads are made out of metal, and the string is made out of flax, or of wool. Nisak achoz achoyo is tmeoiz. Shako achaz v'achaz klibus me'atma. If the string snaps, all the beads are tumit. And each one of the beads is considered a kli in itself, and therefore each one is makabel tumi, even though the necklace was broken. If the chain is made out of metal, and the beads are made out of fine stones, jewels, or glass, if all the beads broke, but the chain is still intact, the chain would be makabel tumi. The chain in itself is considered a tashit, and it's makabel tumi. Shirei katla kimelo tzavur katana. A necklace that had partially broken, and only part of it is intact, and the part that's still intact still has beads on it, in such a case, that the part that's remaining is enough to go around the neck of a young girl, is still considered a necklace, and it's makabel tumi. Rabbi Yehuda Arimah, filo tabas achas tmeo, shekein tolem b'tzavur. Rabbi Yehuda said, even if the part that's intact has only one bead left on it, it's still makabel tumi. If it's long enough to go around the neck of a young girl, and sometimes young girls walk around with a necklace that has only one bead.